Until recently, South Africans who wanted to check if they might unknowingly pass on inherited genetic conditions had to send samples overseas. It was expensive, slow, and out of reach for many. But since January 2020, FutureGen Labs, under the leadership of Adil Kazilski, has been changing that. It's the first accredited lab in South Africa offering local genetic testing for inherited diseases using a simple saliva test with results in just 6 to 8 weeks. For the Jewish community, who are known to be carriers of certain conditions, this kind of testing is potentially life-changing. And joining me on the line is Adil Kazilski, the CEO of FutureGen Labs. Adil, thanks so much for chatting with me. What exactly does this kind of genetic testing look for? And why is it so important for Jewish couples, even those who feel perfectly healthy?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for asking such pertinent questions. Carrier screening is a screening tool. It's a test that will identify if people are carrying an autosomal recessive genetic condition, which means that you can carry it and you will show absolutely no symptoms, but then if your spouse has it as well, or your life partner has it, and then you are going to fall pregnant and have a child, you might have a 25% chance of having a child with that illness. And they're quite severe illnesses. Most of them are fatal as well. So this screening tool allows people to obviate that and make sure that they're not doing, they don't put themselves in that position.
Why has it taken so long for this kind of testing to be available locally? And what changed with the launch of FutureGen Labs?
So it's been available generally overseas. We're a little bit behind the times in South Africa. It's also a very, very expensive endeavor to go through. There's a lot of validation and you need expertise. When we started in 2020, and until now, we have been working with the IVF labs, meaning we check for genetic conditions before the IVF labs re-implant embryos back into the mother. And that is, it's kind of like a reactive situation, because already the person is at the IVF lab struggling to fall pregnant. What we're doing at that point in time is trying to obviate them implanting a child that has a genetic condition, and in that case, having a missing or additional chromosomal material. What we're doing now is pushing the button and pushing everything forward and saying, instead of being reactive, let's be proactive and let's test before you even want to have a child.
You use a saliva test instead of blood. How does that work, and how many conditions can you actually detect through it?
Okay, the test is really easy. It's not painful. There's no needles. It's the matter of putting 2 milliliters of spit into a vial that's mixed with a reagent and that comes into our laboratory. So that's probably one of the lesser painful medical procedures that people will want to go through. In terms of what we check, we have gone with international standards, and we have created a pan-African set of genes where we have looked at not only in the Jewish community but for South Africa overall, and we have created a panel that are looking at genes that have a 1 in 200 incidence, meaning 1 in every 200 to 200 people will have a carrier of one of those genes. There are also severe conditions and fatal conditions. So it really is an overall screening. And today, you know, because we live in such a fast-paced world, we, if I can put an inverted commas, intermarry, right? We don't sit in our little shtetl and just marry the guy next door. We're dating on the internet. We're meeting people from all over the world. You know, we are really intermarrying in that aspect. Today, you can't just rely and say, well, I live in this little shtetl and, you know, guys in this shtetl, and this is the only evident genetic condition that we carry.
Which genetic conditions show up more often in the Jewish community, and how serious are they?
They're pretty serious, and the most famous is Tay-Sachs, because there's been a lot of discussion around it. There's cystic fibrosis, There's spinal muscular atrophy, and there's a whole lot of other conditions. But, different communities will tend to have certain of these conditions. But again, I'm emphasizing, I am Sephardi by nature. I did my genetic testing. I carry some Ashkenazi disease. And in my family, we even found somebody carrying something that's prevalent in the Greek community. So you can't rely anymore on saying, I'm this, so I don't have that.
I have a question coming in from a listener saying, strangely, the advert for screening does not mention Gauchers. Am I pronouncing it right? Gauchers, which is probably the most common, although it is often less severe than the others.
I do believe that Gauchers is on the 96 screen. We also do have a 600 panel advanced screen that can be motivated by a medical practitioner. We're not here. Listen, everybody is a carrier of genetic conditions. Most of them, thank God, are latent because we don't meet up with a partner that has the same conditions. If you do know of a specific genetic disease in your family, let us know and we will advise you accordingly.
Ada, some people might worry about what they'll find out or that the results will be hard to understand. What kind of support does FutureGen offer when the results come in?
We are definitely very, very strict about this. We want to test responsibly. So if anybody does have a medium or high risk results, we offer 1 hour complimentary, it's included in the price, genetic counseling with a counselor who will be able to explain to you what the disease is about, what your options are. But I think more importantly, people need to understand that this is no longer, and I'm putting it in inverted commas, a death sentence, meaning that's it, it's the end. Today, you can actually go through IVF and have a healthy baby that does not hold that condition anymore. So we are very supportive of the journey and we help people navigate that journey.
Is this only something young couples should be doing before marriage or is it useful even for those already married or with children?
Primarily, it is for the couples that are thinking of having children, but there certainly is no harm in having somebody who has children to already check. I'm a grandmother. I've checked retroactively. I've seen what conditions I am carrying. My children have been tested. My grandchildren have been tested. And again, it's knowledge. It's a screening, and it allows us to anticipate and know what is in the future and how we can actually take steps now to start eradicating these conditions, which once upon a time, held a stigma and kind of like made an end for somebody saying, I'm not going to have a baby.
Certainly information is power. That's Adel Kozelski, the CEO of FutureGen Labs. Thank you so much for chatting with us.